Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Gina, thank you very much here on WCCO. It is 7:23. I want to grab Dr. Michael Osterholm, epidemiologist, as you know, also director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota, here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you, David. How are you doing?
Pretty darn good. No complaints at all. I do want to ask you about this virus mutation.
Congratulations on your news, by the way. We're going to miss you dearly, but you sure have deserved this retirement. And I know on behalf of many, many Minnesotans, you are an icon here. You are a North Star for many of us every morning. So just wanted to say thank you for all the years of service you've put in. And gosh, we're going to miss you a lot.
Well, that's really kind, Mike, and undeserved. You're one guy, though, that can't retire, so don't entertain that idea.
Well, I don't know now. Now you're retiring. Maybe you'll have to come back out of retirement and keep me in the business, okay? So maybe you have to rethink.
Yeah. Buyer's remorse already this Monday. I'm thinking about it already. Hey, let me ask you about a couple things, and I know people are talking about the virus mutation. You and I chatted about it last week, too, but apparently now we've found it in Minnesota, though I don't think anyone was hospitalized out of this. But is the vaccination effective against that, first of all?
So far, all the data we have looking at this particular variant, the same old SARS-CoV-2 virus that causes COVID-19. It just has acquired these mutations or genetic changes as it is basically transferred from one person to another. It goes through this evolution. And to date, these changes, while there are a number of them, 23 mutations, it's still all the data we have says that the vaccine antibody that you get from being vaccinated will protect you against this particular variant.
What about it being here in Minnesota now? Give me your thoughts on the repercussions of that.
Well, this is not a surprise. This is the part that is very troublesome to me, and I've talked about this over the last month, about how what we're seeing happen in the United Kingdom is really a very frightening situation. Transmission for this virus appears to be anywhere from 20, maybe as high as 50 to 60% higher than for previous SARS-CoV-2 or COVID-19 viruses. Why that's important is not because it's going to be transmitted in a different way, but the fact of the matter is we're going to have more cases, more severe illnesses, and more deaths, and it will obviously burden our healthcare system in a way that already was a challenge. Now it's going to be a real challenge for many locations around the country.
Regarding the spread, the viral spread of the virus, is it still coming from folks who have zero symptoms?
Well, you know, there was a paper that came out from the CDC last week suggesting that more than half of all the transmission occurs from people who are asymptomatic. Either they never get symptoms or in the stage of their infection where it's 1 or 2 days before they become clinically ill. That was based on a model, and a number of us have looked at that model and have raised questions. So, you know, I can't say that their numbers are precise, but clearly there is an important role for the person who doesn't have any signs or symptoms to transmit the virus. This is why I have said over and over again, when you have small groups getting together, whether it be at family settings or social outings in the neighborhood, you can't know just because everyone appears to be well that they're not potentially infectious and capable of transmitting this to others. We're hearing about more and more situations that occurred at Christmas time, just exactly what you and I talked about 3 weeks ago would happen. No one was apparently ill at the time of the family get-together, and now a number of people are infected in the hospital, and some are actually even very, very seriously ill.
The vaccine rollout continues here in Minnesota. Does this virus we're talking about and appearing here in Minnesota, that mutant virus, show up? Does that mean we should speed things up? Or give me an idea of what the rollout's doing in Minnesota.
Right now we're trying to get vaccine out as quickly as possible. There are several issues. First of all, just how much vaccine's available. And people have misunderstood, I think, the fact that just all these doses sitting out there means that they're readily available. There's been a lot of discussion about, you know, remember, all these vaccines are two-dose vaccines. And so do you basically give out all the vaccine you have and then hope 3 to 4 weeks later you have enough to give a second dose? And so, you know, the incoming administration clearly has, come up with a really very thoughtful and, I think, a very doable idea of releasing more vaccine. So we're not holding one dose for the second dose, but enough so that should there be a problem with manufacturing in one lot, or, you know, a certain part of the vaccine supply chain has a challenge, that we still could fill that second dose by also at the same time having an increasing amount of a virus vaccine coming out. Remember right now that each week the companies are producing more and more, not just the same amount every week. So that I think we're going to be in good shape with getting more vaccine out and in a much faster way. The challenge we've also had, of course, is the two areas we've really concentrated on has been long-term care facilities and healthcare settings, you know, hospitals, clinics, et cetera. And that's been a challenge in the sense that the long-term care has been handled by two private pharmacy companies that have been slow on the uptake. They just have not gotten off the dime in a way we needed to. The state of Minnesota has no oversight of that, but I hope that's going to change soon. As far as the hospitals, the same way. I mean, the hospitals really have been in charge with their healthcare plans of getting the vaccine out. Now when we start moving out of that category and getting into ages, meaning that, you know, over 65, over 75, over 55, whatever, the state health departments and local health departments will have much more of a role. And I think you're going to see a real rapid increase in the vaccine delivery when that happens.
Dr. Osterholm, I will talk to you again on Thursday. Thanks so much.
Thank you, sir. Good to talk to you. Thank you, David.
He is Dr. Michael Osterholm at the University of Minnesota at the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy. Right now, our time is 7:29. Your traffic and your weather up in front of Steve and his news.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.